How do you see Patrick's value on power play? It seems like there isn't too many threats like him, and he's 18.
Well, his release is just absolutely spectacular and not easy to find or pick up for the goaltenders or the shooters. There wouldn't be a lot of 18-year-olds that are on the ice in a 6-on-5 situation or on the ice on a power play, but he's there, and his skill set. And it's more than just the shot, because when you look at the 6-on-5 goal that we scored last game, he puts that puck through the seam to Blake Wheeler instead of just ripping it. His poise with the puck is spectacular, and we look forward to watching him grow and get better and develop all parts of his game.
That seems to be a way for him to get into this league, right?
Yeah, it's an unusual way. You normally don't see players come in and start in the highest offensive positions, and he has that part of his game developed. The rest of his game is good. You know, the defensive parts, I've said before, Finnish players that come to the NHL usually have a very strongly developed defensive understanding. He has that. We've played him left, we've played him right, which just makes him more valuable for us to be able to play him with different players. So we're excited about him. We're really interested in seeing tonight's game. We're interested in seeing him on the ice all the time, because he finds a different way to beat a goalie or in practice and watch his confidence grow.
Paul, what are you hoping for in bringing Thorburn and Stewart into the lineup tonight?
The concept going in, when you look at our schedule, was that we were going to get all of our players in our lineup and build the team that way. I felt that we left guys out of our lineup last year too long, and they had a difficult time coming in making an impact. When we get into the end of October through the middle of December stretch, we're going to need everybody going. It was not an easy decision to leave the franchise leader in games and our alternate captain from last year out on game one. But I also did it with the mindset that they would be going in sooner rather than later.
Considering the narrative 3 months ago was that no Canadian teams made the playoffs, how exciting is this to have so many great young kids right now?
Yeah.
Every Canadian franchise.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, a lot of the talk about the Canadian teams being out of the playoffs and how difficult it is. I think it's the first time and somebody may correct me on this, but in the evolution of the game in Canada, it's the first time the Canadian teams all took a breath and said, we have to build, we have to rebuild. Right? You were never really allowed to in the past. There was the uncapped years where you could just buy enough players to sort of be in the fight. But all of these teams really decided, we've got to strip this thing to the bone. So now when you look across the board and you've got Sean Monahan and young players in Calgary, Connor and Draisaitl, great players, and Matthews now and Marner. We have Line A and Ehlers and Connor. Now there's a new generation of potential stars that are coming into the game in Canada, and we're all kind of in the same boat here.
Right.
And it's a race to develop these players now. And there will come a time, just on the quality of those players alone, that Canada will be very well represented in the playoffs. But I don't think that happens unless the game changes the way it did 10 years ago. So some of those teams hung on a little bit, you know, kind of fought that trend.
Yep.
And then everybody kind of got to the same spot at the same time and said, we've got to do this from the start.
Yeah.
Paul, did you sort of have it charted out before the season opener that Hutch would get the start tonight?
So no door's ever closed, but he's going in. Again, we're going to need both our goaltenders here. And it's not always for goaltenders results-based. There will be a time of the year and a time of your schedule it is. The guy that wins just kind of keeps playing. But we need both these guys in the net, and we need both of them. They've both had almost identical camps, really strong games, tough last exhibition game, and they both need to get in and play.
What do you look for tonight, or what do you expect from Alexander Burmistrov with maybe a little bit more of an offensive role tonight?
We expect him to, show is not the right word. We have a lot of faith in the defensive part of his game. He has not played with a lot of offensive players since he's been here, so now he's going to play with a little bit more skill, a certain simplicity in his game. But we're going to get an opportunity to give him minutes in a good role with good players, skilled players. There are times when he's shown that he has the ability to make those plays, but he's also shown the ability to be a good, solid defensive player, so I'd like to see both.
Paul, is there a style of play from a Boudreaux coach team that you would expect tonight, and is that different from this team last year?
Yeah, Bruce's teams have a certain feel about them in terms of the pace that they play at, the aggressiveness of their forecheck. I think, coaching another team, it always will take a while before that happens. So you put the foundation of your game in, and it takes any team that gets a new coach, it takes a little bit of while to get to that pace, to get to be able to take the adjustments that are in the game and then do them very, very quickly. So going back to, I think it's 2005, he was coaching somewhere in Manchester somewhere, and the American Hockey League is a really interesting place at the time because you can try different things, but his teams were so aggressive off the breakouts, and I think the foundation comes first here for him. He gets the basics down, but any of the uniqueness in his game, it may take a little while for you to see it in Minnesota, but it'll come. I don't know. I can't give you that answer. I don't know their personnel or how this works, but it takes a while.
One of the personnel you do know is Staal. Do you think he's got the ability to have a rebirth?
I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that he has the ability to do that. I think Eric's a really caring man, and he would have carried the weight of, you know, that transition that Carolina was going through very hard, and I think he's going to be fantastic for them here. Mm-hmm. These two things. He's a spectacular pro and human being off the ice, so your room gets better by that. But you started to see it, and I think the speed now, it comes back into his game. He will be a dominant center iceman in this league. It's, even as he gets older now, the game is shifting more to a game that's more comfortable for him. When he came in, that's 0-2, I think. And a little bit like Patrick Laine, right? Mm-hmm. Second picks, watching Eric in training camp, watching him almost do things, almost split the D, almost get around a guy. And then the speed comes into our game, and he gets a little more mature, and now he was dominant there for a while. I just think that it was tough for him mentally as much as anything else. He had some injuries as well that really bothered him. Mm-hmm. Fresh start here, I think you're going to love watching him play. Yeah.